Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There was a 15-year period where, you know, I feel like everybody can hit a home run. So, you know, in college-baseball, they switched the bats 4 years ago. That was the fourth year of these new bats, and those bats certainly have taken a lot of power out of amateur baseball. But, and we just had a, you know, major high school tournament, the National High School Invitational here in Cary, North Carolina 2 weeks ago, and, you know, most of the top high school hitters did not make a lot of contact. The guys who had the good bodies and the guys who looked like big leaguers even when they're in high school, they don't hit. That's the theme of this draft class. This class that can't hit. It's a persistent problem. The last few, 3, 4, 5 years, where scouts are trying to kind of get their heads around it. In my mind, I think the biggest thing is that we just are coming out of such an offensive era. It amplifies the fact that we're in a down cycle for power. I don't think power is out of the game, but I do think that we're in a down cycle. And it was so easy. Home runs were cheap just a few years ago.
Number 10.
All right, so that's the way we open up our overview in this hour of the world of talk radio. Jack Manuel from Baseball Magazine commenting, I was about to say Boston Magazine, commenting in an interview about the lack of power we're seeing in the early days of the baseball season for this year. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 18th of April, so the week of the 14th to the 18th, 2014, reviewing all of the top talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com, they are pretty much the Bible of the industry between Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the conferences they have around the country to bring talk radio folks together, and the weekly overview, our weekly list here, which comes from their monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across America to come up with this list. So we're going to count down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, and Major League Baseball is at number 10.
Number 9.
In the number 9 position, Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman in the conversation that brought about with right-wing radio hosts. Here's host Greg Garrison talking to entertainment reporter Christian Toto about the tapping of Stephen Colbert to take over the Late Show when David Letterman retires.
What's CBS's hurry? There's not even a head nod in favor of something competitive. In so many talents out there, some of whom are not so well known. I mean, Johnny Carson was not exactly a household word when he took over from Jack Parr. Those stars get made there. What do you make of this? Your headline, openly partisan Colbert, chosen to boost the left, not the ratings. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, you know, you don't know if that is an overt decision by the powers that be or a sort of a subliminal, oh, I love him, my neighbor loves him, we all vote the same way, so everyone must love Stephen Colbert. It could be kind of an uncomfortable marriage of the two, but the bottom line is, doesn't get huge ratings. He is a niche guy. Niche is wonderful for cable. He's got his home on Comedy Central. He does his sort of faux conservative shtick and gets some crowd. But the bottom line is that he has not proven to be a massive draw, and he is a very partisan figure. And is that going to go away? Is he going to sort of embrace the middle? Is he going to kind of attack the right and the left?
They got to fight Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And here's a who's younger, incredibly talented. Now, I never was a big Jimmy Fallon fan. He did win me over in part when I saw that Neil Young impersonation. That one just staggered me because it wasn't even funny. It was just so dead on. You couldn't believe he was doing it except for the lyric. Fallon is going to be Leno.
He's tacking to the middle. He's doing some Obama jokes, which is what you do when the president is in office and you make fun of him. That's the game. So he's not rewriting the rules. He's just playing it as it goes, and we'll see if Colbert can do that. I don't think he can. We'll see.
Here's one quick observation that we keep moving here. The people, I'm so old that I remember Jack Parr, okay? I mean, I do, and I remember the earlier Johnny Carson. I became devoted to that show as I got older. But these people were funny. they were very human. They were parents. You know, they had kids. They talked about the dog. They had their friends on the show. They would laugh at themselves. And I see Colbert as such a stuffed shirt. You don't last long in late night TV unless people connect to you, come on at a very personal level. I got to know that Johnny Carson had a back problem. You know, I mean, I got to know about the guy.
Yeah.
And the things that fired him up. Once in a while, we would get serious for a minute, whether I agree with him or not. I don't see a guy like this that I consider to be so plastic and so radical as not just filling the niche, but having the feet to fill the shoes of somebody that everybody learned to love, like they did Jay Leno.
Well, it's a great point, and I think the ultimate answer is we don't know yet because it hasn't been in his repertoire. Everything he's done comedically is either been a specific role or this kind of wacky conservative character or other things like that. He's always got the pose on. He's always got the mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've spent this, I'm certain they've spent a fortune on him, and they're rolling the dice on a guy who is utterly untested in that arena.
Number eight.
All right, let's get to our number eight item. I was about to agree with the position being taken by those folks in number nine, but we've got to keep moving here. Number eight. Actually, there's a tie at number eight. Michael Bloomberg taking on the NRA. And Kathleen Sebelius getting out of one job and thinking about another one. That is, she's considering a run for the U.S. Senate from her home state. Let's start with the Bloomberg situation. Here's host Bridget Quinn talking to correspondent Peter Haskell about former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg spending $50 million to create a gun control organization, which basically will go toe-to-toe, it would seem, with the NRA.
This network is meant to be a rival to the NRA and to be like the NRA in the sense that it should punish politicians who don't support gun control?
Right. I mean, basically the effort is what they're calling a grassroots effort to mobilize people and say, we're going to punish, as you suggest, people who are not going to vote with us. And what they want to do is to register. They say they're going to sign up 1 million people this year who will vote specifically on the gun issue. A gun issue then means tighter gun restrictions, not looser gun laws.
Peter, Bloomberg's already spent millions trying to persuade members of Congress to back gun control measures. Does he have anything to show for his efforts so far?
Well, according to the organizers of this group, they have had some success in Colorado and Washington. And one of the things they're going to be doing is not focusing so much on Congress as they are on the states. Their hope is that once they get the states in their favor, Congress will follow the way they say that has worked with same-sex marriage.
Thus far, the NRA had no comment about this development. And again, Mayor Bloomberg talking about this in his efforts to spend some $50 million on setting up a gun control network. By the way, he would like to see women and moms in particular be the focus of organizing and outreach. And as for the exact changes he'd like in gun control, he'd like to see expanded background checks for gun buyers on both the state and national levels.
888-302-3684. Have comments, help yourself, comments, emails to Doug at DougStefan.com. You can also send along comments if you want, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, as we go through the hot hits in talk radio at 14 past the hour.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number seven.
The number seven item this week, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, is this continuing focus on the Boston Marathon, the anniversary of the bombing, and the nauseous television and radio focus on this. I'm using nauseous as my own editorial comment. As a Boston resident, I find all of this stuff to be so not even annoying. It's insipid. Here's host Greg Fry talking to Heather Bosch, who's on the scene, about the city preparing for the marathon and continuing with his focus on the maybe putting themselves in the shadow of last year's bombing.
Tell us a little bit about what you've heard and seen over the past 24 hours. Obviously, a somber time for the city of Boston as they prepare to try and make it what is a festive time, typically right around marathon time.
Right, and I think the planning was done this way a little bit on purpose. So they set that time aside. There was an indoor memorial. Dignitary spoke. Vice President Joe Biden was there. Survivors got up and thanked the community and talked about their struggle and the support they received to keep going. And, of course, the three people who died in the initial bombing, as well as the MIT officer who died several days later, were remembered at that service. And now that was followed by a really beautiful ceremony. Despite the driving rain and the wind, you Bostonians were out there with their coats wrapped around them to walk to the finish line to see a flag raised. There was a moment of silence for those who died to honor them, and then the bells from local churches tolled. But I was talking with the police commissioner who told me, you think it's just going to be a hard week for everybody. It just really is an emotionally charged, difficult week. They're hoping to make that transition by this coming Monday when they will have that festival, that family time, that wonderful race that everyone has known to love and come to expect in Boston.
A strange situation with a hoax that happened, and I'm sure that put some people on edge as well.
It did, and, you know, the police are taking everything seriously. This an individual turned up. He was yelling, Boston Strong. He had a couple of backpacks. Sources say in one of them he told police he had a rice cooker full of confetti. Difficult to know if this guy's not quite right in the head. Apparently, he does have some history of mental issues. What was he trying to scare people? Was he trying to have his own sort of celebration? Bottom line is he's charged with disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, and possession of a hoax device. So they don't think he had anything that could have physically hurt someone, but they're taking everything seriously. And as you mentioned, just odd time for this to happen, a difficult time.
All right. So number seven, focusing on something that's sort of a non-news story, if you know what I mean. Got a lot of those. Number six, not a non-news story. That's up next here on the countdown.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is a lot of talk that Jeb Bush may run for president. Yeah. I don't know how to take that response right there.
I heard, ugh.
No, this is true. Potential Republican candidate Jeb Bush is married to an immigrant from Mexico. Interesting fun fact, yeah. That's interesting, yeah. So they're taking our jobs and our jabs.
Number six.
All right. Conan O'Brien joking about Jeb Bush. The number four item this week on the countdown has to do with the presidential race for 2016. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Right now, however, we're focused on number six, which is the situation in Kansas City with those neo-Nazi slayings. From our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees talking to psychiatrist Dr. Carl Greiner about the hate this guy had, mental illness in general, and murder. Put them together, and we got quite a stew.
Well, something happens like what happened in Overland Park, Kansas the other day. That KKK nut from Missouri goes over there and starts shooting, kills three people at Jewish facilities, and obviously it's a hate crime and all that. It makes me wonder, Dr. Greiner, what... I'd like to approach this on two tracks, if I might. What does your discipline tell you about people who join hate groups, who have this kind of bigotry ingrained in them? Is there a mental health aspect to this?
Well, surprisingly, not necessarily. I think that being hateful is not a mental illness, and some have argued it ought to be, but I think trying to put it under the category of mental illness, I think almost is a disservice to people with traditional mental illnesses.
Right. So it's probably a matter of environment when they were growing up, in most cases, you think, or what?
Much of it. I think just as if you're in an Italian household and you learn how to cook Italian, I mean, that's not genetic, that's environmental, but if you're in a household that speaks prejudice and hatred, that's kind of what one develops.
All right. Now, about this particular man, he's, you know, for as far as we can tell, been a bigot his whole life, or at least his whole adult life, a KKK leader over in Missouri. Here he hits his 70s and decides to start shooting. What would account for that?
Well, I can't speak to someone I haven't assessed, but I could speak generally about someone who's older. I think some people have kind of a hate bucket list,
mm-hmm,
of things that they feel like they need to complete. in their lifetime. So in some ways, some people decide they're going to go to Bermuda. Some people decide that they're going to finally complete their hatred list and actually go to action.
Yeah, that actually makes sense to me, to come to think of it, because I couldn't figure it out. He might be saying, look, my life's about over. I've got to get this done.
Well, I don't know if it's about my life being about over with him. It seems like, because he kept running for office and was trying to get advertisements on radio and TV spewing his venom. It seems like he just got tired of people not taking him seriously and not paying attention to him. Is that a level of narcissism that runs into being a mental illness doctor?
Well, oftentimes personality disorders are not, at least on legal situations, are not necessarily considered mental illnesses. There are certainly people that are narcissistic, feeling like, I'm very special, I'm unique, I have a unique message. And if they're thwarted, that one of the downsides of narcissism is a high level of rage. I can't speak again about this particular individual, but someone who's narcissistic is oftentimes filled with rage, and one of the ways to discharge rage is through serious criminal action.
A hate bucket list. What a great reference that was. There, you can really visualize that, right? That's number six, the neo-Nazi slayings in Kansas City. I want to say hi to the people listening in Portland, Oregon, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping you'll stick around for the second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We've been through number 10 through number 6, so we'll start at number 5 in just a few moments. Here, stand by.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Number 5. Counting down the top 10 items. World of News Talk Radio. Actually, let's go through the top 6 so that we are the bottom 6 so we can get to 5 to number 1 and feel good about it. Major League Baseball and the action on the field so far this year at number 10. Mr. Colbert and the focus on him going to the late night show on CBS, number 9. Bloomberg versus the NRA, number 8. The bombing anniversary in Boston, number 7. The neo-Nazi killings in Kansas, number 6. Or number 5, the problems at the IRS, the Tea Party connection, Department of Justice not doing very much. Actually done a very lackluster job of trying to make it look like they're investigating the IRS, but they really aren't. Here are our hosts, Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft, talking about the latest news on another player in this whole saga. That would be Lois Lerner. Sounds like she ought to be in a Superman movie, right? Her office at the IRS targeting those who are right of center.
The plot thickens on Lois Lerner. Initially, I thought that she had contacted the Department of Justice, but then found out later that the Department of Justice had contacted her, which might even be better, about targeting Tea Party types for possible criminal prosecution. So it just seems like it's more than the rogue agents in Cincinnati who were involved in this whole thing.
I think we're beyond that point. It's pretty interesting because there's just this kind of play on the left, despite their initial outrage, despite evidence of correspondence from U.S. senators, a correspondence between Lerner and Elijah Cummings on the House Oversight Committee, now correspondence between Lois Lerner and the Department of Justice. But there's nothing to see here. There's not a smidgen of corruption. They think if they can just kind of do that Frank Drebin routine, it's going to go away. But I don't think so. And good for Darrell Issa and this committee that continues to get the IRS to disclose more than they want to disclose. And with each disclosure comes kind of new revelations of why some people may not be so interested in getting to the bottom of this, why some people may not be so interested in prosecuting this case, and specifically why that referral from the House Oversight Committee to Department of Justice for prosecution of Lerner isn't going to go anywhere. And so now it's kind of up to Republicans to see what they're to make the next strategic decision.
No, that referral isn't going to go anywhere because why?
Well, because, I mean, again, according to these emails that were obtained by Judicial Watch, Lerner was talking with Department of Justice about pursuing political groups. So it's almost like Department of Justice is conflicted out of prosecuting the case.
They're investigating. They would be investigating themselves
right.
At this point.
And we know where that will go, a la Fast and Furious.
Yeah, well, of course, I mean, even initially, the whole idea, it seemed like just a pro forma move on to refer to the Department of Justice, since we all believe that they're, I mean, it's all part of the Obama administration. Somewhere along the line, somebody did something and told somebody to do something, unless it's all Lois Lerner's doing here.
Number four, the focus on who may one day run for the presidency. Can you imagine? We're 2 years, 2.5 years before the presidential race, and there's this much hoopla. Nowhere else in the world is this kind of foolishness tolerated by residents of a country, and we just suck it all up. Number four, this week, the presidential race, the affiliate that carries us in Wilmington, Delaware, is WDEL. Host Al Machitti has a conversation here about people who think Hillary Clinton staged the the shoe-throwing incident last week.
This woman winds up and chucks a running shoe at Hillary Clinton, who, just like President Bush did, apparently this is now, it's like the NFL Combine, where they run the prospective pro players through a lot of drills, many of which look really silly from the outside. You know, they're things like they have to run around a circle while touching the ground with one hand. It just stuff you would never do in a game, but just to show your agility and stuff. Well, you know, a president doesn't really have to have the reflexes to duck a shoe, but apparently it's now part of our ritual. If you haven't ducked a shoe, you're not, you really haven't proved your capacity to be president. But Hillary passed with flying colors. In fact, she passed with such flying colors that some people got suspicious. Now, see, I always love it when you try and explain to a conspiracy theorist that they are, in fact, a conspiracy theorist. That, no, there was not a giant conspiracy to blow up the World Trade Center towers. Remember, we're talking about a government that was so inept that it couldn't figure out once you removed Saddam Hussein from power, the people in Iran would go nuts and start looting museums. You know, that kind of thing. Not a lot of brilliance and foresight and planning in this. Anyway, as usual, the conspiracy theorists are out in force. Yes, I wish I were making this up. There's a thing now called the shoe truthers. Yes, they say that Hillary staged this assault. It's all phony, and she only did it so people would feel sorry for her.
All right, well, do what you want with that information. Meanwhile, speaking of the Clintons, Chelsea Clinton said this week she and her husband, Mark Mezvinsky, are expecting their first child come this fall, giving Mrs. Clinton an additional line in her biography as she contemplates another run for the presidency, be the first grandmother to be president of the United States. One more thing to say very quickly, Chelsea said at an event on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, Mark and I are very excited that we have our first child arriving later this year. That's what she said. And that was with Mrs. Clinton at her side. She said, quote, I just hope that I'll be as good a mom to my child and hopefully children as my mom was to me. Mr. Mezvinsky, the husband, watched the event held to discuss efforts by the Bill and Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, their efforts to advance women and girls. From the back of the room, Mrs. Clinton's chief of staff, who she has known since living in the White House, sort of talking to the press about it. So Mrs. Clinton, even though she's not the story, became the story because she was there. And she's made a lot of, since she left the Secretary of State's job, she's made a lot of her time available for women's and girls' issues, rooting the family announcement around philanthropy. Pretty interesting, eh? Sentiments on that. Pretty much people who don't like the Clintons always have liked Chelsea, though. She's a very likable character in her own right, kind of a cool young woman, in my estimation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. Or Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Granger. Granger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number three.
Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the number three item, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. That is what we all went through on the 15th tax day. Host Matt Murphy talking to Mike Frederick from Americans for Fair Taxation about how we don't seem to hear as many people supporting a fair tax as used to be the case.
The folks that understand the fair tax, that grasp it, that understand what an economic engine it could become in America, I feel like under the era of Obama, the movement, the push has taken a few steps back. Do you feel that way too?
Well, I think so, and I think it's people just being pragmatic and realistic, understanding that at this point, even if conservatives controlled both houses of Congress, and the fair tax was passed overwhelmingly without a veto-proof, number in both houses, then Obama was just going to, not going to sign that bill, even if it had been passed. So rather than basically waste time on trying to push that through Congress when we know it's all a no-starter, do other things. Continue to educate folks about the fair tax. And honestly, I think, as you and I have said for the past 10 years, this is the best plan out there to replace our antiquated tax system. And really, if you look at the current tax code and the IRS, it is not designed so much to bring in revenue or to be the vehicle that revenue comes in as it is to be able to control the masses, really. Because Congress can tweak that tax code, they can change it in a positive way for certain sectors and in a negative way for other sectors. That's really why the IRS exists today. And if you want a good example, just look at what happened with the 501c3 organizations that tried to apply for tax-exempt status in the past couple of years. What happened to them? That just goes to prove what the IRS is doing. And they're really just an arm, or the American Gestapo, an arm of, in this case, the president that we currently have. Not to say that it hasn't been used in the past by Republican presidents, but that's what it's being used for, and that's not the way it should be. We replace the IRS and all the tax code with the fair tax. Instead of 80,000 pages, we'd have less than 200 pages of tax code. Everyone would participate, whether you're here legally or illegally, whether you're generating revenue legally or illegally, if you're here visiting from out of the country, everyone puts a little bit into that pot. And when you can put a little bit in, but you're taking from a much, much larger pie, then you can generate that revenue easier. We don't have the overhead of the IRS. We don't have to live in fear as Americans from the IRS coming and taking our houses, our cars, our firstborn children to pay off our tax bills each year.
Number two, focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. Here's host Bobby Walsh talking to health care analyst Dr. John Perry. Mr. Perry, or Dr. Perry, says Obamacare is pretty similar to the NSA in many ways.
Obamacare has been implemented, or part of it. How much of it do we have to go yet, and how much of it are we feeling?
We're only feeling maybe 3% of what's going to happen. You have to look at all sides of the equation. This is such a massive program. You've got what's going to happen to patients is one thing, what's going to happen to doctors, hospitals, insurance companies. It's unbelievable what they're implementing here. It's the biggest, I'm tempted to use profanity here, the biggest bureaucracy that you can ever imagine that they're implementing at this point.
Yeah, let me give you some for instances. Just for orthopedic surgery, which is my specialty, we have to integrate 75,000 new codes.
Seventy-five thousand new codes just for orthopedic surgery.
Just for orthopedic surgery. For instance, if you have a fracture care, let's suppose you have a forearm fracture.
Mm-hmm.
Put down whether this is a child's growth plate fracture. It's what's called green stick fracture. What is the cause? Did it occur by an accident? Did it slip and fall? Was it a workers' comp injury? Was it, this, that, or the other? If you have arthritis, you have to put down what the cause was. Was there prior surgery? Was there infection? All these things they're implementing, and what they're basically doing is getting an incredible amount of information on everybody, but they're making us do the work for them.
And why do they want to know half of that stuff?
Well, I can give you my, if you will, educated guess.
Go ahead.
I think there's a triumvirate of information that the government is building right now, that the present administration is building. You have the NSA, you have the IRS, and you have Obamacare. And Obamacare is making healthcare one of their sources of information on all of us. One of the ways of knowing everything they possibly can about each of us. But it doesn't matter as long as you just keep your mouth quiet and don't create any problem for them. But if you ever do, believe me, they're going to have so much information on everybody that can make your life miserable.
The most influential piece of legislation to happen in our lifetime. That's what you just heard, and I thought it was a pretty sage overview of it. Number two, Obamacare. So up next, number one on the countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, Russian aggression in Ukraine. Pro-Russian insurgents in the east part of the country, in the east part of Ukraine, have been occupying government buildings in more than 10 cities along their border. They say they will only leave if the interim government resigns. What do you think of that for an ultimatum? Here's what Secretary of State John Kerry had to say about the agreement that was reached earlier this week between the Russians and the Ukrainians.
The parties agreed today that all sides must refrain from the use of violence, intimidation, or provocative actions. And we strongly condemned and rejected all expressions of extremism, racism, and religious intolerance, including anti-Semitism. We wanted to find concrete steps, not just words, but concrete steps that could be acted on immediately in order to defuse the situation. And so we agreed that the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission, which is already on the ground, whose mission has already been defined and granted, that they undertake a special role in assisting Ukrainian authorities and local communities in the immediate implementation of the de-escalation measures. I made clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov today that if we're not able to see progress on the immediate efforts to be able to implement the principles of this agreement this weekend, then we will have no choice but to impose further costs on Russia.
Yeah, I bet that made them shake in their boots. Only if they say they're going to shut off, they don't want any more of the gas from Russia. That's about the only thing that's going to influence those people. Other than that, they're ambivalent about all of it. And Secretary of State John Kerry, nowhere near as tough as Mrs. Clinton was when it came to this sort of thing. At any rate, that's my review. Continuing on with our focus on the situation in the Ukraine, here's host Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talking about the announced agreement. That is the agreement that Mr. Kerry is just talking about, the de-escalation of a military presence by the Russians in Ukraine.
There's nothing to be of concern. John Kerry has handled it brilliantly, as always. He is, and again, I always call him two-tie Terry, two-tie Kerry, because he has a salmon or a blue tie.
Okay, today, which one was he?
He's in the salmon tie, as okay. You can see there.
Right.
There he is right there. That's there his announcement in the salmon tie. And John Kerry went there and announced that through meetings and mediation, there's an immediate de-escalation of events in the Ukraine.
Wow, that's great news.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, at the same time, he also confirmed that it appears that the Russian military has been informing the Jews in the Ukraine that they need to register with them now. That's literally happened.
And he's okay with that.
No, he's outraged. Oh, okay. Because that's so 20th century.
Yeah, that is so 20th century. This Putin guy, come on, would you get with it, brother?
This is so unacceptable. It's disgusting, grotesque. But again, they met, and he says, thankfully, the sanctions have worked. Those eight guys that have been sanctioned in Russia, they felt the pain,
mm-hmm.
and they're scared also because the defense secretary got on stage and announced that we have sent military helmets and sleeping bags to the Ukrainian military. Okay. So that made the entire Russian military, you know, just cower in fear. It's over.
Wow, I am so glad John Kerry's in the position he is with Chuck Hagel, who, you know, is beyond reproach in my estimation.
You love both of them.
Because, I don't know, McCain was calling for anti-aircraft, anti-tank. He was calling for night vision goggles and small arms.
No.
He was calling for all of that when all we really needed to send were some sleeping bags and some helmets.
Helmets and, I believe, some aspirin. They said they sent some sort of...
It's real loud over there where the Russians are moving out.
They're bringing their tanks through
yeah.
their town.
As they... Yeah, that's what it is. It's a parade, actually. It swings through the Ukraine, and then they're gonna move out. And they're firing, I know, and it's real loud, so headache powders probably would come in handy.
All right, that was pretty good, actually. I enjoyed that conversation. Hope you did as well. As we recap, Russia, the Ukraine, most talked about items this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Major League Baseball, number 10, just to recap. Number 9, Stephen Colbert going on to the Letterman Show. Michael Bloomberg versus the NRA is 8. Boston Marathon bombing and the marathon itself being run next week, number 7. Kansas City slayings, number 6. The IRS Tea Party connection with the DOJ, number 5. Presidential race in 2016, number 4. Tax Day, number 3. Obamacare, number 2, and Russia and the Ukraine, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.